What is up, guys? My name's Jordan. I'm with my old man, Howie. And welcome to the latest episode of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast.
Hey, guys. It's the old man, Howie. Welcome to another episode of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast. It's a Wednesday evening when we're recording. We've got AEW live on TV. A little bit of controversy going on there with CM Punk injuring his leg last week.
And MJF's departure.
Don't know what's going on with MJF right now. Could be a storyline or a work, as they say in the wrestling business, to try to generate heat or hatred for MJF, who's easy to hate. But he's not around. Show kicked off with like a battle royal to determine who's going to fight Jon Moxley. And the winner of that match is going to fight somebody at a pay-per-view later in the month. But anyway, I think the bigger thing tonight is Game 3 of the NBA Finals back in Boston. Series tied 1-1. We got to talk a little bit about what's happened in the series up till now. Obviously, a tale of two cities. Actually, I wouldn't even say a tale of two cities, Jordan. I would say it was in the first game, it was really a tale of the fourth quarter because
Celtics absolutely imploded and not imploded, like just
exploded.
Cannot miss.
I think the Celtics basically had a near perfect quarter, is what happened in the first game. You know, Steph Curry came out like a house of fire, chucking up threes, looking like he was on the quest to win the MVP.
Yeah. Klay Thompson has not been himself based off how we usually see him. I'm sure he'll bounce back. But I
differ on that point because I don't know that since he's returned from his injury that Klay Thompson...
Yeah, he's shown like moments.
He's shown moments, but he hasn't been himself on a regular basis.
I can say the same thing about Draymond, who honestly is just... He's honestly probably my least favorite player. Give him the respect that he deserves, I guess. But he's just like... I can't even explain it.
He's got an attitude.
He's annoying.
Draymond reminds me of Dennis Rodman when the Bulls won their last three championships.
But Dennis Rodman didn't complain nonstop.
Oh, my God. Jordan, Dennis Rodman disappeared. He walked out of practice. He spray-painted his hair. I mean, you weren't born when Dennis Rodman was a player. But when he came to play, he brought an energy that the team needed. And the reason that the Warriors
doesn't bring an energy, though. He just fights with people.
He does bring an energy. He brings a toughness. And the reason that Steve Kerr doesn't tell him to chill out is because he knows that's part of the fabric of the Warriors, and you need to have that.
Yes.
But going back to Klay Thompson, you know, we're saying Klay Thompson isn't playing his normal self. Klay Thompson was out of the NBA for 2 years with injuries, so we don't even know if he's ever going to get back to his normal self. He may not get there until next year. So right now, you're getting sporadic flashes of what Klay Thompson used to be. But the Warriors are fortunate to have guys like Jordan Poole on the team.
He didn't perform so well the first night, and then everyone goes back to saying that this guy's amazing the second game, even though, in my opinion, I don't like the Warriors, but I got to be honest. I think Jordan Poole is one of the most overrated players in the league.
Does he get that much attention?
Are you joking? Every highlight account posting him, everyone just like saying, oh my God, second best player on the team. I saw a report today that he's in second place for the finals MVP running, but he played pretty good the second night. He had a half court shot and everyone's like saying he's the next greatest shooter of all time. But
listen, I think he brings depth to the Warriors.
I think the Warriors get so much praise even though they're tied 1-1 in the series right now. Or in my opinion, Boston has the upper hand because they have home court advantage.
Well, we're going to find out tonight. But I don't know that it's praise because...
Oh, my God.
No, I think that Boston played, as you said, a nearly perfect fourth quarter in the first game. So you give them credit. They stole a game on the road, a huge game one win. Okay? And the Warriors came back in the second game and they knew they had to win. It was really like an early must-win situation and they won. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Now I'm actually seeing online that they're saying that the warm-ups in Boston were interrupted because the rim was too high. And not to feed Jordan's fire, but the first line of this article is cue the NBA conspiracy theorists. Because the Golden State Warriors had to pause their Game 3 pregame shoot-around on Wednesday. The Warriors. Because the rim at Boston's TD Garden was too high. Seriously, how does this happen during the NBA Finals of all time? Giving credit to Jason Owens of Yahoo. So apparently there's already something out there in terms of a little bit of a controversy.
And if that wasn't enough, Scott Foster is reffing tonight's game, and he's 12-0, or the Celtics are 12-0 when he refs their games.
So what's your prediction?
Celtics.
Okay.
For tonight, Celtics.
Okay. I'm going to say, well, let me ask you this question. If you're giving tonight's game to the Celtics, and most people think that this series is going to go 6 or 7 games.
I think Warriors win the next two after that. Then the Celtics get game 6 and the Warriors win game 7.
You got it all figured out.
I mean...
Well, how does this go? Does it go 2-3-2?
No.
Or it goes 2-2-1-1-1? When is the next game played after today?
Friday.
And then Sunday? And then Wednesday?
No. Friday, then Monday, then Thursday, then Sunday, I believe.
Friday, Monday, Thursday, Sunday. That would make sense because then Game 7 would be on
Sunday. No, Friday, Monday, Thursday.
Like that there.
Friday, Monday, Thursday.
Friday, Monday, Thursday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I expect the Celtics to win tonight. Hopefully Jason Tatum gets back on track, hasn't been shooting the best. I expect him to do so.
Dude, Jason Tatum's actually had a very disappointing series. Considering if the Celtics were going to win... he would probably be considered to be the favorite for the MVP.
Well, not at the moment.
In fact, I saw a certain card collector saying that people might want to think about selling their Jason Tatum cards right now because in the card industry, only winning championships is what really matters.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to play out. Mm-hmm. But so listen, game 3, NBA Finals, game starts at 9 o'clock. I probably won't make it till 10 o'clock. And then I wake up when the game's over. That's unfortunate because I do like to watch the games, but I get tired. But so that's the NBA. The draft is 2 weeks from tomorrow night. We've gone in the past.
I'll probably be attending again.
It's usually a good experience. I don't know a single player who's in the draft this year, but we'll see what happens. There's been NFL news slowly trickling out of different training camps, starting to see some nice things that we want to remember, we want to make notes of. Just in general, and for fantasy. I think everything comes back to fantasy. I think the Hall of Fame game is going to be the Jaguars and the Raiders.
Oh, that's huge.
Not that anybody's getting excited about that.
How can you not be excited?
But
I'll be watching that game.
Well, we'll see if anybody even plays in
that game. I hope Kaepernick gets signed so we can watch
it. But I'm seeing stuff like Tampa Bay has a cakewalk through the fantasy playoffs. You know, so that's important to remember, including a shootout against Arizona championship week. So people are going to be, you know, talking about Tom Brady. I've seen stuff like Leonard Fournette reporting to camp with 10 or 15 additional pounds of muscle. Rob Gronkowski hasn't been signed yet. Deshaun Watson is a mess. Cleveland is a bunch of idiots for signing him to a guaranteed contract.
Trading for and then signing him.
Yeah, because apparently 66 women have come out saying that he made inappropriate advances against them. You know, I just don't know what Cleveland is thinking when they do something like that. You start to see stuff about Saquon Barkley, you know, if he's healthy, could end up being a third-round steal. I'm trying to think of some of the other things that I've seen from camp. Aaron Rodgers showed up to off-season training, camp. By the way, which is important because Aaron Rodgers accounts for like 80% of Green Bay's guaranteed salary. By the way, interesting aside that we learned this weekend from our friend Sam Brill, is that when an NFL team gives somebody a guaranteed contract, as per the terms of the collective bargaining agreement between the NBA Players Association and the NFL, the team that is guaranteeing the money has to place that money in a bank account or an escrow account because the Players Association wants to make sure that that money's available to pay the player. So said another way, Cooper Kupp just signed what, Jordan?
Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald.
Well, let's do Cooper Kupp.
Well, he just signed the biggest contract for non-QB.
For how long and how much money?
I don't know the exact amount. I know it's 3 years, though.
Well, Aaron Donald was 2 years, $60 million. I don't know how much of it was guaranteed, but the bottom line is if you get guaranteed money, your team has to put that money up in an escrow
account.
That's
a lot of guaranteed money. You got Stafford, Jalen Ramsey, Donald, Kupp.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how the NFL cap works to be able to know how they can do that. But it's pretty safe to say that the Rams have reloaded, and they're probably not going to sign OBJ. I mean, OBJ is probably going to come back mid-season. Well, they
signed to Sean McVay's wedding.
They signed Allen Robinson.
They're loaded.
They are loaded.
Forgot about that. Cam Akers will be back. They signed Bobby Wagner, Von Miller. Jesus.
Yeah, they at least have some big names. I mean, I don't know how healthy all these guys are.
Best stadium in the NFL.
They have a very nice stadium. I'm trying to think what other stuff I was coming across. New England Patriots. You know, Josh McDaniels is gone after 10 years. Stability at the offensive coordinator position. They're trying to decide if Matt Patricia or Joe Judge is going to call the plays. That's a little scary, considering what the winning percentages of those guys were as head coaches. But the other thing coming out of that camp is that apparently Mac Jones has been very assertive. He's taken the next step as far as his leadership skills. It's just a question of, you know, how's that offense going to shape up?
I don't even know who their number one receiver is.
Well, it's really? Probably Devontae Parker by default,
I would say. I don't even remember half these signings.
Well, it seems like every wide receiver changed teams this past year except for Cooper Kupp.
DK did a report. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Yeah, who's going to be throwing him the ball this
year?
Drew Lock. That's scary.
Is it time for...
No, it's not time yet. But for those of you tuning in, you're listening to the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast. Jordan and his young, strapping dad, Howie.
What the fuck?
Pops.
Is it time?
Jordan wants to do his favorite segment. He wants to skip everything else that we need to talk about.
Like
baseball.
What? Like what?
Hockey. Cody Rhodes. Inflation.
Inflation.
And inflation. Inflation.
All right, inflation, so pick something.
Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about baseball, you got to talk about Aaron Judge.
I can talk about Aaron Judge. All we do is talk about Aaron Judge. I can talk about the Angels absolutely.
Well, the reason all we do is talk about Aaron Judge is because there's a lot to talk about.
No, well, let's start off with the Angels. I remember.
I feel like we talk about the Angels all the time.
Well, we used to talk about them in a positive way. They're losers of 13 straight games. They fired their head coach. Mike Trout's injured.
So,
it's a mess.
So Joe Maddon and Joe Girardi have both been fired.
Yes. But the Phillies are on the come up now, and now the Angels are still imploding.
But what happened to Trout?
He got injured. Groin injury. Day to day. Which probably means he'll be in the IL for a month.
So between Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout.
Rendon's also injured.
Wait, between Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, how many MVPs between the two of them? Five?
Four or five.
Didn't they never make the playoffs?
And Rendon, don't forget it.
And Rendon. How's that even possible, man?
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I mean, it's pretty much the same. Yankees and Mets dominating. Even though, actually, the Mets, another injury, Starling Marte, has been a huge part for them. He gets stolen bases. Amazing outfielder. Is now out with a quad injury. So, it should be interesting to see how they recover. When DeGrom comes back or when Scherzer comes back. I'm trying to think of any other players really worth mentioning.
What is like some of the young guns doing? Like Acuna, Soto.
Acuna's actually been going crazy. Tatis is injured.
I knew he was
Soto's
injured.
Soto's probably on the worst team in the MLB or one of the worst teams in the MLB.
Which is the Nationals.
They're awful. Straight garbage.
Okay. And meanwhile, the MLB still does a horrendous job of marketing anybody.
Yeah.
It's like Judge is marketing himself because he plays in New York.
The Yankees are actually losing now.
What's the score of the Yankee game?
1-0.
Okay. So if we want to talk about hockey briefly, the Rangers are now tied 2-2 after being up 2-0. And
they're losing in seven. I'm going to call it right now.
I don't know if it's going to be seven, but it seems like they have no momentum right now.
Well, they didn't have any momentum last series.
And what, Tampa Bay, if they go to the finals, they would be going for their third title in a row, right? Which
is exactly what the NHL wants.
Then that's coming from someone who doesn't watch any of the NHL.
I've been watching every game.
Other than the Rangers.
So Rangers were 2-0 in game three.
Why would the NHL want one of the smallest markets in the country to win for the
Tampa Bay Lightning? They're like one of the most like popular teams in the NHL. And they're winners of two straight.
I would know nothing about who's popular and who's not.
I've been researching.
So what about winners of two straight? Before that, they were losers of two straight.
No, two straight championships.
Yeah? So you think they want them to win a third straight championship?
Yes.
As opposed to the New York Rangers winning a championship?
Yankees are down 2-0 now. See what happens?
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll see where that goes. I think we both would love to see the Rangers win, but, you know, when you have that championship mentality, you've been back there 2 years in a row, you start to think that they might not be able to pull it out. New episode of Kenobi today, by the way.
I know, I watched it.
Was it good? When did you watch it? You were working.
Before
9 o'clock? Wow. New episode of Kenobi.
So this is what it's about.
No spoilers, but I think it's safe to say that Kenobi's been living up to the hype.
I don't know if we did a podcast when Stranger Things came out, but goddamn, hell of a show.
Well, we haven't recorded in about a week and a half.
Hell of a show.
So had it been out already? That's when we were with our main man, Jack Attack, who turned 16 and a half yesterday.
And I turn 19 and a half tomorrow. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Yeah. Hopefully Jordan will start, you know.
It's time.
Acting his age.
It's time.
Wait. Did we forget anything? Maverick? Did we got to talk about Maverick?
You're going to have fun with that.
Jordan doesn't even know what Maverick is.
I do know.
Talk about
Cody Rhodes, torn pectoral.
Prism football?
Yeah, prism football. Best card already pulled. Sold for 100K by a 13-year-old. Gotta love it.
Now, is that one of one essentially the best possible card that could
it's
be
like,
pulled?
There's like four one of
Mac
ones.
Is that Mac Jones rookie?
It's Mac Jones rookie, black, one of one. And I think there's four other one of ones that could be pulled.
Okay.
It was sold for 100K the day it was pulled.
Wait, four other Mac Jones one of ones in the same prism set?
But the thing is, I think that's the only one of one regular card you could get from Prism Hobby, not fresh off the line. So,
but isn't Flawless coming out? And I looked it up, starting at $14,000 a box.
Are you joking?
Is that just crazy? Well, I think it's like a Dutch auction where the price drops based on the bid.
Stupid.
I don't know.
Cody Rhodes tore his pec. You like that?
Yeah, I don't know. For those of you who are wrestling fans, pretty crazy story. Cody Rhodes, who's been like the face of Monday Night Raw since he came back to the WWE. Pretty crazy story. Like, Cody Rhodes was in the WWE like 6 years ago. He was like dashing Cody Rhodes. Wasn't really happy with the way he was being used.
He was Stardust. He was Stardust.
Yeah, which is another lame one. Left the WWE. Went around the independents. Was one of the first stars to join AEW. Became a big star there. Had a falling out, depending on who you believe, with the owner of AEW, Tony Khan. And then goes back to the WWE and basically becomes one of the biggest stars in the organization over the last 3 months.
Channel 7.
The last 3 months. It's going to be the introductions. Yeah. And then last week, while he's lifting weights, he tears his pectoral muscle, consults with a doctor who tells him it can't get any worse, and then goes out and fights in a Hell in the Cell match against Seth Rollins.
And wins.
And wins the third match against Seth Rollins.
I don't know why they
surprising, because Seth Rollins is like a really good wrestler. He's got an intriguing character right now. He's almost like a Joker-ish type player. But if you watch that match closely, they actually did a pretty decent job of protecting Cody during the match. But listen, if you got a torn pectoral muscle, any match is going to be trying on you. So props to Cody Rhodes. Probably going to be out now. My guess would be comes back at the Royal Rumble. Maybe makes a play to be in one of the main events of WrestleMania. But unfortunate to see that happen to him, you know, when he's doing pretty well. Yeah. I enjoyed watching him. I enjoyed tuning in to watch him since he's come back.
Yep. So. And now should we end it?
Now Jordan again. Jordan, the first thing Jordan wanted to do was his favorite segment. Name that player.
Top five tight ends next season. We could bang them out really quick. Number five for you?
I didn't say number five. I'm going to name the... Let's name the five guys that we think are in the top five, and then we can rate them. So, obviously, Travis Kelce,
Mark Andrews, Darren Waller, Kittle, Kyle Pitts.
But is Waller even...
With Devontae Adams there to spread the ball out?
I just don't know.
Can you think of another guy besides those five?
Well, Andrews is probably number one.
Andrews, Kelce, Pitts, Kittle, and Waller.
We got to be missing somebody. Yeah, you have to be missing somebody. There's got to be other tight ends.
Never.
There were no big tight ends last year.
Who's the guy in the Bengals? That like
Bengals, Uzoma? Oh.
Yeah.
No.
He had some good games.
Hold on.
Oh, Hockenson.
Yeah, Hockenson was a stud last year.
Dalton Schultz.
Dallas Goedert now. Schultz. He doesn't have Zach Ertz to worry about. Noah Fonts never lived up to the bill. Dawson Knox.
Pat Freiermuth?
Dalton Schultz and Dawson Knox. So
Pat Freiermuth?
No. Tyler Higbee. Logan Thomas.
Higbee.
I forgot about Well, him. I think we definitely agree that Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews are the two top guys. Yeah. Kyle Pitts is probably number three.
And then
you have like a mix of guys.
Kit Kat.
So that wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be.
Well, you know what we got to do next time?
And where would we be going next week?
Kickers.
No. No, we're not going to kickers. I'd honestly rather start over with quarterbacks again.
Now, we're going to discuss just some. We'll pick a team, talk about them, talk about their improvements or non-improvements during the offseason, and it'll just lead up to the football season.
Yeah, like our first draft has already been scheduled, which is a little scary considering it's June 8th.
I've done five mock drafts already.
No, you didn't.
I'm kidding.
Please don't tell me that.
But
anyway,
that pretty much does it for this episode of
the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast.
With
thanks for joining us, everybody.
Tell your friends.
Tell your enemies.
Tell your families.
Tell your friends.
Tell your enemies.
Tell your family. Tell your neighbors.
And
yeah,
watch Obi-Wan.
Watch Obi-Wan.
Have a great night.
Thanks for joining.